After the photons strike the visual pigments on the rods and cones and generate an action potential, there's a time of recovery after the stimulation. And what happens is that after absorbing a photon, rhodopsin has to be broken down and remade before it can work again. And during that time, the photoreceptor cannot respond to further stimuli. Now, when we talk about color vision, I want to point out that photons come in different wavelengths and that different types of cones are sensitive to different wavelengths. When a person is colorblind, the reason that they're colorblind is because some of the cones, one or more of the cone types, is not functioning properly. I want to talk a little bit also about light and dark adaptations. Interestingly, the visual pigments on the rods can change their sensitivity to light depending on the conditions that you're exposed to. So when you're in a low light situation, the visual pigments are able to adjust to that to give you a clearer view. When you're in bright light, they adjust down. And this is why it can be very alarming when, for example, you're in a dark place and suddenly a bright light gets turned on. Let's see. I think next we'll talk about the visual pathway.